So don't miss that. And right now, let's e-break.
It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Good times.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
He's got
to
make a decision. Hello.
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Boy, y'all just get so animate about this, don't you?
Hold on, we had an air horn go off in the studio. I'm sorry, what was that?
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week.
Last year's team was way more deserving of... Oh, good God!
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Oh, there's so much funny in that intro. From Junior's very casual explaining to a guest, I'm sorry, we just had an air horn go off in the studio. To the montage of Norm throwing his chair back as if Rhines is standing right behind him.
He was so mad that air horn kept going off. All right, we'll give you the Canada. This is brought to you by Just Breaks. And something a little unusual this week, we're going to give you four candidates. Because we had so much debate going into this, who should be in, who should be out. We'll just go ahead and give you four candidates this week. Starting... Well, this is self-explanatory. Just give this a listen.
Here we go this week. Off the top, I believe it's a Cowboy double-digit win in Miami. This is a triple play for me. I just believe this club is on a roll.
Well, you're going out on that limb twice in a row.
Exactly right.
When was the last time
I've never had
this?
No, that's not true. I did this 9 years ago. When I back-to-back tripled Baltimore, when they found that outrageous groove on the way to the Super Bowl. Other than that, I don't believe I've ever had a back-to-back triple. But I just look at this Cowboy team, and I think they found that elusive groove. It's... Not many teams find it. Even teams that win Super Bowls don't find that particular groove. This team is playing at an incredibly high level. I like this team, and I like them to win this game, and I like them to win this game by double digits in Minnesota.
Yeah, so put me on there with Norm. Oops. I thought they were going to win, too. Of course, I didn't make it my triple play. Yeah,
triple play.
I wasn't that emphatic.
Now, initially he said Miami, but he meant Minnesota.
Yeah, right.
So
it's a foreclosure special. Right. Screw that up. But, hey, you know, Norm only pulls out that very special ornate box from under his bed. He's only pulled it out once before in his entire life.
And that was an outrageous Super Bowl team of 9 years ago.
Back-to-back triple plays.
All right, so that's all a giggle.
Yeah, just kicking your team in.
No, terrible.
Ailing this week, not feeling good.
George admitted he picked the Cowboys.
I did, and the guys in the control room were the ones who really wanted Norm on there.
And Group said the reason he missed a couple of days of work was he had the triple play flu.
All right, he's up on Norm. Candidate number two is Mike Reiner. With the very unusual President's Day line of humor that I've never really heard before.
Or will it always be there?
I think it'll always be there.
Will people always teach their kids about MLK?
Now, they did consolidate Washington and Lincoln into President's Day.
Right.
Or if you're a Mexican, President's Day.
Really?
Yeah.
What? What are you talking about?
President's Day.
Perez?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
That's what they call the holiday. That's their holiday.
Why would they say it like that?
It's a common name. Perez.
Perez?
Yeah, Perez.
Like Pat Perez?
He's trying to be funny with a play on words.
That's good comedy.
Ryan's failing.
That was quite a reach.
And,
dang.
Failing big. Speaking of failing, Joyce Durham from the Dunham and Miller Show, up for an e-break. Okay, we were talking about the whole Tim Tebow controversy about the anti-abortion ad that's going to be on during the Super Bowl. We're not really sure how it's going to be presented. I didn't mean to say this. I was trying to say the whole abortion commercial idea, and I put a E sound on the end of whole, so I said, holy abortion, which is just weird.
Game, and his eye black has a Bible verse on it. But now he's doing an ad, and he's trying to tell you what you should be doing morally or religiously. And they don't know how people will react to that.
Well, just like the idea of the holy abortion, anti-abortion ad, I think it's going to be really split. Abortion. I think there's a lot of... What?
Yeah, you said...
Holy abortion, which is...
No, I meant to say the whole.
I know.
The whole idea of the abortion
weird.
Ad.
It's a bad band name.
Now I got sidetracked. Oh.
God love you.
Oh, my phone was ringing. All right, sorry about that.
Holy...
Why would you say that thing?
What would be... What would a holy...
There's no such thing.
Be?
How many gigs would a band with a name like that get, Gordon?
We got 20 or 30.
Yeah. We got... Speaking of the great Gordo, he would be candidate number 4.
Yeah. Wait a second. There's only 3 candidates.
And this quadruple
what are you talking
play.
About?
And this big quadruple play here. This is, I guess, parrot line of humor or parrot over the shoulder line of humor.
Yes, and this was a handcrafted joke made of fine mahogany, and you...
And it sucked.
No, it was a great joke. The kids love this joke.
Let's
you guys are too old to enjoy this joke.
How intimidating is it if a guy has a parrot on his shoulder?
Hey, you need like a bear or a tiger
maybe,
on your shoulder.
Maybe it was a conversational thing, just to start the conversation at a pirate party.
Speaking of conversation, I always hate it when I'm IMing and I have to shut down my naughty talk because I parrot over shoulder, you know?
Parrot can read.
POS.
Okay, then.
All right, we'll move on.
Well, this is broadcast now.
There's a pun. Nobody likes puns.
Not that one.
You only like them when they're punny?
Mm-hmm. Horrible.
Great.
You know,
both of the refs up under the uprights, both of the officials, they signaled good.
I didn't get it. I didn't get it at the time, and I'm not sure I still get it. I understand the POS.
It's parent over shoulder.
Yeah, it stands for parent over shoulder.
Oh, I thought it stood for piece of...
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, that too.
That's why I'm confused.
Parents over shoulder. That's what it is.
Oh, when is kids can't
When kids
text.
Can't talk freely, they type POS, and that means... They used to. This is a few years ago. It means parent over shoulder.
See,
and so I was
thought...
making a joke about, you know... Pirates, when they have to stop down their conversations, and they put parrot over shoulder.
Okay.
It's a little funny,
yeah,
right?
Come yeah, on. It
a little
is.
Funny, but it just still stopped down the entire earth.
I just didn't understand it.
It stopped down the earth, that's for sure.
And the reason I got thrown for a loop is because you said my dirty talk and then POS, so I thought dirty, piece of, and then I just didn't understand how it worked.
Yes. I should have provided supplemental footnotes.
Now that you've explained
my handcrafted humor.
It's funny.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
So
it,
not really a candidate, just something to enjoy.
No, it's a candidate because it stopped us down. So it's Norm, Rhines, Giorgio, or Gordo at 214-787-1310. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
A pirate walks in the bar with a steering wheel stuck on his zipper, and the bartender says, "Hey, man, you got a steering wheel stuck on your zipper." And the pirate says, "It's driving me nuts."
Gosh. That's a funny Gordo vote there.
Why did he even have to be a pirate? It doesn't seem like that has anything to do with the punchline.
Hi, you're on the
it
could be any kind of character.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hey, man, this is Rudy Jaramillo. I want to let you know I don't know what the hell Reiner is talking about.
Rudy does not talk that way.
Thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Well, George, since it's Friday and it's the emergency break, I'm going to have to vote for Badger and Slice Boy.
Thank you.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Am I on my radio?
Yes, you are, Natalie. What's your vote?
Hi, Eaters. I want to vote for Joyce Burnham. Love you.
Thank you. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
Oh, Malin?
Yep.
Okay, I'm voting for George's penile implant.
Not a vote, sir.
It's so true.
Not a reality and not a vote. Hi, you're on the ticket.
I'd like to vote for John Shombie's Markin.
Oh, my God. John Shombie.
Wow. That's a
name.
I
haven't heard that name in a while.
Wow.
That's a name I haven't heard in a long time.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
I'll vote for the South Oak Cliff con man and moose exclusion.
Okay, that's Ryan's as the South Oak Cliff con man. Hi, you're on the
moose
ticket.
Moose exclusion.
Viva de los Dia de Presidente.
Another Rhines vote. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310.
Hi, you mean mateys.
I called me saying WTF, LOL.
Gordo vote.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hey, Junior, Gordo, Backdoor, Bombardier Flaps, Cannonball, Boy Band Dunham.
That's so official.
I would like to vote for Norm.
Thank you, sir. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yeah, I'd like to vote on behalf of Wally Taylorwood and vote for the greatness of Jeffrey Crompton.
Why does that guy always vote for Jeff Crompton?
I don't know. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hey, is George's penile implant still up for vote?
No.
Yes. Yes, no. It is. No, it always is.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Hi. Hi, you're on the ticket. Go ahead and vote.
Badger and Slice.
Mm-hmm. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310.
Hello. AM radio.
Yes, just it's, vote.
It's frightened Michelle Wee. You sound cold.
It is very cold. Please, Giorgio, I am voting for you, but give me a jacket to keep me warm.
Oh,
all right, we'll send you a jacket.
Please.
Thank you. We got to go.
Provide her some more.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
We're on the business with Wayne Sports. I vote for Chicago George.
Chicago George.
Not
another
an official nickname.
Nickname.
No, it's not. I'm a Texan. Hi, you're on the ticket. Hello.
Miguel Reiner.
Thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket.
I'd like to vote.
Yeah, go.
So harsh.
Wow. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Before I vote, I'd like to give a shout-out to Norm. And
oh, jeez.
Whoa.
Jeez.
Wow.
What is now? Word is so highly disallowed.
Yeah. Wow, he's angry at him. Bassick.
We each got that, right, Jer?
Yeah.
Okay, good. We double dumped that.
Oh, there's a Bassick person here.
Higher off the, with a great joke, too.
Higher on the ticket.
I'd like to vote for Mark Friedman's career-killing job change.
All right. Come on now. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
George's penile implant.
Yes. Why would you? That has to win. Why would you get one if you didn't want to talk
about
it?
You're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Let's all get ready for Captain E's blast off in 5, 4.
Uh-oh. What are you doing, Captain E?
You're on the ticket. Who wins?
Para continuar en español, primo número dos.
And ladies and gentlemen, we have a winner! Mike Reiner, for his President's Day humor, wins the emergency break of the week.
Or will it always be there?
I think it'll always be there.
Will people always teach their kids about MLK?
Now, they did consolidate Washington and Lincoln into President's Day.
Right.
Or if you're a Mexican, President's Day.
Really?
Yeah.
What? What are you talking about?
President's Day.
Perez?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
That's what they call the holiday. That's their holiday.
Why would they say it like that?
It's a common name. Perez.
Perez?
Yeah, Perez.
Like Pat Perez?
He's trying to be funny with a play on words.
That's good comedy.
How many is that for Rines?
Wow. 30th overall, he holds fifth place.
He's a top five dude.
You know what it sounds like? It sounds like Rines dropped his line in the sense that, listen at the big gap between when they stop talking, like Rines is trying to find his place in the script.
Yes, it's the...
Listen how long this pause is. Play it, Jer.
I think it'll always be there.
Will people always teach their kids about MLK?
Now, they did consolidate Washington and Lincoln into President's Day.
Right.
1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000. Or if you're a Mexican, President's Day.
It's like a big stick came from side stage and had to poke him.
And he had to hold the way so his readers could pick it up.
Right.
Or
readers on the end of the nose.
All right, congratulations, Rines. Up next, we try to decipher what...